Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Mike Champlin. Father Mike is a member of the Thomas More Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching today is entitled, Completing the Plan of Salvation.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our dwelling with them. Those who do not love me do not keep my words, yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I've told you this while I'm with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me tell you, I am going away and I will come back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I told you this before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe." The Gospel of the Lord. It took 75 of my 80 years to realize a most basic element of our common spirituality. We have done, may I say, almost too good a job of exploring Christological theology and neglected pneumatology, that is, the recognition and exploration of the role of the Holy Spirit. I am convinced now that the most important statement in John's Gospel comes after the Last Supper, when Jesus starts talking about leaving, that is, going to his death, resurrection, and ascension. He basically says that he has to go now, that's in the imperative, in order that the Holy Spirit might come. And when the Spirit comes, you will be taught all things. Whenever and however. Pentecost. Bam. I have had 53 years of a very fulfilling ministry / non-clerical priesthood. But like everyone else, it has been in a chaotic society and a chaotic church. That means peace is elusive, fleeting, impermanent, and everyone yearns for it. Jesus tells us peace is not of this world. It is his personally, and he wants to share that with us. Are we paying attention? It is part of what only the Holy Spirit can teach. I am now convinced that we are often trying to understand God's will, relying on our human resources without listening to the Spirit. After 48 years of full-time preaching, I've concluded that most of our brothers and sisters in the pews are asking, they are more or less afraid, and they are asking, "Where will I go when I die? Is life all that matters?" Thank you.